Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to today's show. And if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion on today's topic, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to be on the air. And I will put you up on the show. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is being brought to you by Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, call Frank Williams at Frank Williams Realty. You can reach him at 678-549-0274. Or you can call his office at 404-564-9689. Now, whether you're buying or selling or know someone who's buying or selling their home, please put them in touch and we will help them from start to finish. Again, the number is 678-549-0274. Or you can reach me at email at frankwilliams@kw.com. That's frankwilliams@kw.com. Now, if you are a part of the show or you follow the show through the online site, You can follow the show through the online site, and if you are, you can contact me through the site. You can send messages to me through my website, through the show, or you can just send me a message at frankwilliams@kw.com. All right, again, thanks guys for tuning in, and welcome. I see there are more people joining the show right now, and thank you guys for tuning in. Before I get into today's topic, I just wanted to talk a little bit more about the gun violence in America. Now, I know maybe it hadn't hit too close to home for some of us. I don't know personally anyone who has been a victim of gun violence. Of course, I know people who've been shot, okay? But it wasn't like a mass shooting, okay? And what I'm seeing, and it seems like what the pressure's coming from are everyday citizens like you and me, who are pretty much fed up with these kids being able to get a hold of guns. Now, I don't know the solution. I don't know if anyone knows the solution. But I do know this, that something's got to be done. Okay, someone's got to pull the trigger somewhere on this gun violence. And someone's got to understand how these kids are obtaining these weapons. Okay, I know that, you know, it's such a vast and wide space that is, you know, it's hard to pin it down. It's not just in one city, it's not just in one neighborhood. It's all over the United States. There has to be some type of legislation or something to prevent people from selling these guns to kids. And you know, I don't know how that's going to look, how the language going to look with that. I don't know how that works, but something's got to be done. Okay, we can't continue to go on this path and allow this to happen, allow a lot of innocent people to be gunned down without a moment's notice. And kids being gunned down at a moment's notice. But there has to be something done about it. And what you know, you say, Frank, what can I do? Well, I don't know. All I know is to listen for some type of bill in your district or whatever, state or whatever, to be passed and vote for it. Or get your congressmen or legislators to vote for it. And the midterm elections are coming up. Start to look at who's, you know, talking about gun violence. And see if you can put someone in office who will make a difference with that. again, I don't know what the solution is, but there is one out there somewhere. All right, guys, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. Today's topic is entitled, Who Ran the Liquor House in Your Neighborhood? And I want to discuss the purpose of the liquor house and who operated it. Now, some of you didn't know of a liquor house when you were growing up, or never known about the liquor house at all. Okay? But some of you do know about the liquor house. Some of you do know the purpose of the liquor house. And some of you do know where the liquor house was in your neighborhood, or even where it is today. I don't think there are many around today, but there were quite a few around when I was coming up. There was definitely a few in my neighborhood. I grew up in a small community, a small neighborhood in Northwest Atlanta called Dixie Hills, and we had a couple of liquor houses in our community. The main liquor house in our community was all the way down the street to the end of my street. And then you turn right on the Joe Lewis Drive. And then you go up and the liquor house was on the left. Miss Doris ran the liquor house in my neighborhood. Now, the other liquor house was, around the corner in the apartments. Okay? It was in the apartments. And I didn't do that a whole lot. I had friends in the apartments, and a lot of people that I went to school with lived in the apartments. But I tried to stay out of the apartments. Okay? I tried to stay out of the apartments. Because there was a lot of rough things happening in the apartments. Okay. Now, I had friends, many friends in the apartments because the school, most of my elementary school was populated with the people in my community. Okay. In Dixie Hills. So I went to school with all those people. And again, I could go and I could go to their apartment and hang out sometimes, but I tried to stay out of the apartments. But there was a liquor house in the apartments, okay? And I know where it was, okay? I know where that liquor house was, and I knew where the one that was down the street from us was, okay? And, I know it says liquor house. But it doesn't necessarily have to be a house. It's just a spot where you can go and buy you a shot of liquor, a pint of liquor, a beer. But a lot of different things started to be sold at the liquor house once we started to get older. But I also I also grew up around the liquor house. My grandma and my granddad ran a liquor house. Okay? And I can say this because they're long dead and gone and that stuff doesn't happen anymore. But they ran a liquor house. That's how they supplemented their income. For me, both my grandparents were retired all my life. I never known them to go to a job. I knew my granddad worked for the railroad. I never knew what my grandmama did. I don't know if she ever worked, but anyway, they were their neighborhood's liquor house. Okay, everybody in the neighborhood knew about them. Okay, no one messed with them, and again, that's how they supplemented their income. Frank, what you mean by supplement your income? Well, that's what it is. You're maybe lacking in income. You need something else to supplement your income, to add to it or boost it. Okay, and that's what they did. Okay, they sold liquor. They sold beer. You know, we go on Friday nights and or Saturday night, and we have a little party where we sold fish plates or we sold chicken plates, you know, and we made money, but they made money. Okay, I helped them make money. All right, and the liquor house had rules. Okay, and my grandma's, you know, if you come by there at night and you know it's late, right? Come by, you want to get you a drink or you want to get by you some liquor. If the front porch light was not on, I don't care if you saw all the lights on inside the house. The front door wide open, and you saw people in there dancing and carrying on and having a good time. I don't care if you saw that. If that front porch light was off, you don't come knocking. Okay? And that had to be explained to a few people. Not many, but a few people had to understand that rule. And it got explained to them. Believe you me. And so, but that was a place that you could go, and if they knew you, you could go in, and, you know, my grandma's house was set up where a living room in the front, and you could, you know, kind of like a maze to get to the back, to the kitchen, where they served up their, you know, their customers. And you paid for what you got, and you left. Okay? They had containers. If you wanted to get you, you know, you could buy a half pint, or you could buy a pint of liquor. Y'all know this. You could buy a half pint, or you could buy a pint of liquor in there. And they had a jar for you or whatever that you could carry it in, put your liquor in, if you wanted to go with it. Or you could sit there at the kitchen table for a few minutes and drink right there. They didn't mind. Okay? That's what it was all about. It was all about building a relationship with the community through liquor and beer. Because as I came to found out, was that the people that came into the liquor house and came into my grandma and granddad's house, she knew them. She knew all about them. She knew about their families. Okay? She knew about the, you know, I know your mama. Y'all live around there on Magnolia Street and have this and that and this and that. Hey, I grew up in the tale of two communities. I was in Dixie Hill. I grew up in Dixie Hills all during my childhood and high school and college, but periodically go to my grandma and granddad's house maybe for the weekend. Maybe I, you know, they pick me up and we drive to Florida and go and fish for 3 or 4 days and then come back. When I once I got out of school, I couldn't wait to get out of school. I know a lot of people, you know, trying to get out of school and go to some kind of summer camp and do this and do that. Well, I didn't do all that. I did go to summer camp. I take that back. I did go to summer camp. I did do a lot of recreation stuff when we had the recreation centers. I did do a lot of that stuff. But my focus, when I came out of school every year to get ready for our fishing trip, because my grandma and granddad were waiting on me to get out of school so I could go fishing with them. And we did. But they ran the lookouts. And, you know, believe you me, there was never a time when I was there or if I heard that someone tried to rob the lookout. That didn't happen. Okay? And you know, it shouldn't happen because it's right there in the neighborhood. If you go in and rob the neighborhood store, come on, man. Somebody going to see you. Somebody going to tell on you. Somebody going to whoop your ass. And again, like I said, I never heard of anyone robbing or trying to rob the lookout. That just didn't happen. Right? But that's who ran in my neighborhood, the lookout that we went to was run by Miss Doris. Down on Joe Lewis. Miss Doris ran the lookout and she was a nice lady. But she didn't take no crap, you know, but she was a nice lady and we could go there and she didn't have any problems selling us what we wanted if we had the money. And we did, we had the money and we went by Miss Dar's house and got what we needed. And then we'd run and hide somewhere and drink it. Right. But that was it. That was the lookout in the neighborhood. And I know you guys had one. I know you guys had a lookout in your neighborhood. They were everywhere. Right? They were everywhere. And I mean, you know, we used to. I'll tell a quick story before I close out the show. But we used to play basketball on weekends, on Sundays, and it was an ongoing thing. We'd meet and go to the gym and play ball on Sunday morning. And after we'd play, we'd go to the park and sit back and hang out and talk about what had happened at the gym and this and that, or talk about life. And we'd sit in the park. And then all of a sudden we'd be like, man, we need some beer and some liquor if we're going to stay here, okay? And we're like, where can we get beer and liquor? And we weren't far from my grandma's house. So I'd tell everybody, you know, we'd put our money together. Everybody would put in a little something. We put our money together. Hey, we got $30. And, you know, someone would ride with me and we'd go to my grandma's house and we'd get as much as we could for the $30. And a lot of times, my grandma gave me more than I asked for. Right? Because we were spending money. And then on my grandson, I was bringing her some cash. So she's sometimes throwing a few more beers for us. But, you know, that was that. And it was Sunday, but that was, you know, we couldn't, you know, in Georgia, we couldn't buy liquor on Sundays forever until a few years ago. Now we can, and that's what drove a lot of the liquor houses out of business. But we couldn't get it on Sunday. So if we wanted beer or liquor on Sunday, we had to go to the liquor house to get it. All right? You say, Frank, that was illegal. Well, yeah, a lot of stuff illegal. You know, you got a weed house in your neighborhood somewhere. You got a cocaine house in your neighborhood somewhere. You got a crack house in your neighborhood. You got a meth house in your neighborhood somewhere. That's illegal. But it's happening. Right? But it's happening. I'd rather have a liquor house where I sold liquor and beer than to have a weed house, coke house, meth house, that's the way it was. And, you know, that was our thing. You know, that was our thing, and that's what we did. Hey, guys, thanks for listening in. I appreciate you guys. You don't know how much, but I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. But that was the way we did things. That was ours.
It's your thing. Do what you want to do.